a passel of pomp, and a circus of circumstance. Historic convention coverage from the Pacifico Radio Archives. Every 4 years, as summer ends, the United States turns its attention to two chosen cities. Why? The two cities play host to the two major political party conventions. But what goes on inside these conventions? And why in recent years has so much gone on outside the convention halls? I'm Amy Goodman. The Pacifica Radio Archives, the nation's largest public radio archive, comb through its vaults in an attempt to learn more about the history of party conventions and to also learn how the Pacifica Radio Network covered these conventions over the years. From the protests in Chicago in 1968 to the shadow conventions in 2000, Pacifica has been there, reporting on the goings-on from its uniquely independent perspective. Pacifica's mission is to bring to the public voices often unheard. Only by hearing voices from as many perspectives as possible is the listener able to fully participate in the national debate. And whether those voices belong to the two major parties, the Communist Party of America, the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, or the Green Party, Pacifica has tried to put a microphone where no other media sources will. Throughout this program, we'll hear archived sound that both gives us an understanding of the mechanisms that run the party conventions and that also show the growth and development of the Pacifica Radio Network.
Standing in this convention hall 4 years ago, I pledged to seek an honorable end to the war in Vietnam.
My constituency is the desperate, the damned, the disinherited, the disrespected, and the despised.
I stand here as a reporter, trying to remain just that, a reporter, cool, calm, and thoroughly collected. But right now, I am in...
I see a tax bill and a tax proposal that has my enthusiastic support.
You represent the party of your own twisted ideas, my friend.
In the last hour, we left off in Chicago, 1968. Violence ensued outside the convention halls, and a great dissatisfaction with the Democratic candidate was felt inside. As a result, the Democratic Party sought to find another way to choose a candidate, one less controversial. And so, under the leadership of George McGovern, a commission came up with the primary election. This would allow a candidate to be determined before anyone ever set foot inside a convention hall. Any controversy would take place miles and miles away. And so in 1972, in Miami, both the Republicans and the Democrats meet in this city, both using the same primary election system.